For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Democrats and Republicans in the General Assembly blame each other for the failure to start hearings over assault allegations against Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax. A last-ditch effort to pass the Equal Rights Amendment in this session fails. Meanwhile, lawmakers are working to help reduce the number of African-American women who die in childbirth. This is the WMRA Daily for Friday, February 22nd. Lots of General Assembly news today, so let's get to it. A bipartisan investigation in the General Assembly into sexual assault allegations against Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax cannot seem to get off the ground. Lawmakers from both parties are blaming each other, WCVE's Craig Carper reports.
Speaker of the House Kirk Cox is proposing a 10-member bipartisan special subcommittee to execute a preliminary investigation that may or may not lead to impeachment. Cox says Democrats have yet to respond. Democrats say they've seen no details from the majority party. Democratic House Minority Leader Eileen Fillercorn says her caucus does not want to impede a possible criminal investigation. She says they do want to make sure due process for the accusers and the accused is protected. Fillercorn calls the proposed investigation a political game 2 days before the legislature is scheduled to adjourn. All 140 state lawmakers are on the ballot this November. Craig Carper, WMRA News, Capitol Square.
A last-ditch effort to get lawmakers in Richmond to vote on the Equal Rights Amendment failed on Thursday. That ends this year's push to make Virginia the final state to ratify the amendment, Virginia Public Radio's Mallory Nopain reports.
There was a feeling of sadness, fatigue, and quiet determination as a group of women filed out of the House of Delegates. Many had been holding vigil for hours leading up to the vote. 11-year-old Easton Weber had been there since 5 a.m.
I'm pretty frustrated because I've been working on this for 2 years.
Weber and others held out hopes a handful of Republicans would switch their position and support a full vote on the Equal Rights Amendment. But a lone member of the GOP, David Yancey of Newport News, wasn't enough. And in the end, the resolution died on a tied vote.
We didn't have those profiles encouraged today, so that is extremely disappointing, but we have a recorded vote.
Carol Matterar of Fredericksburg says the next step is to use that information when lawmakers are up for re-election. Andrea Weber of Powhatan agrees.
The fury and the energy that we have as activist women will just carry forward.
Remember in November became the repeated phrase as the women exited the statehouse. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopain.
Governor Northam has signed legislation that bans people under 21 from buying tobacco and nicotine products. The Richmond Times-Dispatch reports the bill, signed on Thursday, received bipartisan support, as well as backing from Altria, the nation's largest tobacco company. The law's restrictions apply to cigarettes and liquid nicotine used in vaping devices. It exempts active-duty military personnel. It also curtails sales of tobacco and nicotine products from vending machines considered accessible to people under 21. The Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids says six other states and more than 400 localities have raised the minimum age to buy tobacco to 21. Lawmakers and administration officials in Richmond are working together to try to reduce the number of women who die in childbirth, particularly the number of African-American women. There's a real disparity in the numbers there. Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports.
Virginia's Department of Health is about to get a new maternal mortality review team, an effort to do something about the disproportionate number of African-American women who die in childbirth. Delegate Chris Stolle is a Republican from Virginia Beach and also an OBGYN.
We know that women die, but we haven't really done a deep dive into why this occurs. And so this will actually look at reviewing records associated with the death. We'll be able to take that information and see if there are particular areas that are at higher risk for maternal mortality.
The governor's administration also has a new focus on this issue, the result of Northam's call to cabinet officials to address inequality. Delegate Sia Price tried and failed to pass a resolution recognizing the maternal mortality crisis. She says she tried to get the administration to focus on this before the scandal.
And at that time, it did not seem like as high of a priority. But I'm glad to know that now that a photo has been uncovered, we'll now listen to the fact that Black women are dying.
The new maternal mortality review team will review the rate of pregnancy-related deaths, identify risk factors, and develop recommendations for the future. Reporting from the Capitol in Richmond, I'm Michael Pope.
Finally today, Gloucester County School Board says it will not take any immediate action to overturn its transgender bathroom ban after some community members spoke in favor of keeping it. The board's announcement on Thursday comes 2 days after it met some resistance at a public forum over changing the policy. A policy was proposed to allow transgender high school students to use bathrooms that correspond with their gender identity. The school board has considered ending the ban as a federal trial over the policy looms. Former student Gavin Grimm has been suing the district for discrimination since 2015 because the transgender teen was banned from using boys' bathrooms. The community appeared starkly divided at Tuesday's forum, with speakers both against and in favor of the ban. That's the podcast for this Friday. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening, and enjoy your weekend.